92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you to get started. A man has been sentenced to 16 years in prison. He was the co-leader in the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He's been sentenced to 16 years in prison for that plot to kidnap her. And then Title 42 is going to stay in effect for now, and Southwest Airlines woes have invoked a federal probe. So we've been talking about, let's start talking about that one right there. Yesterday, of course, one of the big stories was all the cancellations nationwide, but a big chunk of them were Southwest Airlines. By the time we ended the show, 70% of Southwest Airlines flights were canceled. Today, we have 3,095 flights. I just refreshed it according to flightaware.com. 3,095 flights have been canceled. And out of those, 2,631 are Southwest Air. So all but about 400 are Southwest Air. 64% of Southwest Airlines flights have been canceled today. Another 888 have been delayed. What is going on? So that has started a federal probe and to find out what's going on with them, where they've had, you know, 60 to 70% of their flights over the past 3 to 4 days have been canceled. It's just kind of crazy. I had a relative who flew to visit relatives, but wanted to get home by Christmas. And their flight on Christmas Eve was canceled that morning. So they're like, okay, fine. Well, I guess we'll have to have Christmas when we get back. And so their flight was supposed to leave yesterday. Nope, sorry, today. Supposed to leave today on Tuesday. And last night, it wasn't even today yet. Last night, they got a notice that their flight was canceled from Southwest. So they called Southwest to rebook the flight, thinking it'd just be Wednesday morning. And Southwest said the earliest we can get you on a flight back to where you need to go is Saturday, which would be a full week from when they were originally supposed to fly out. I mentioned yesterday I have a friend who was stuck in a layover location since Friday. She was finally able to fly out today. But goodness gracious, it's like she was stuck in that layover location since Friday. And she checked her bag, by the way. I didn't even say that. So she checked her bag, so she didn't really have any clothes. So the airline was giving her hotel vouchers, so she at least was able to sleep in a nice bed and have some peace and quiet, but she had no extra clothes. So she's just like, okay. It's a nightmare. I mean, besides the cancellations of 3,095, we've had another 5,500 flights delayed today. Chicago Midway being one of the worst, 34% of the flights out of Chicago Midway have been canceled, but Baltimore Washington International, 33% of the flights have been canceled there as well. San Jose, 34% of the flights canceled. Sacramento, 40% of the flights canceled. And then Buffalo, still, like yesterday, 89% of the flights in Buffalo were canceled. Today, 84%, but there basically was only there was only like 50 flights leaving there. Like they kept the flight. I mean, they weren't even scheduled is the thing. So there's that. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I want to bring this story up here. The pandemic, we know during the pandemic, pretty much nationwide, we saw a major spike in real estate prices. I don't know why. I mean, because the thing is at first I thought it's just because people were trying to get out of lockdown states and trying to move to states that were a little bit more free, like Florida and Texas. Then I thought maybe it's just because they want to get to places where, hey, if I'm going to work remotely, then I might as well work remotely in a place that's nice, right? But it turns out it really wasn't just that, because pretty much everywhere, even New York, even California, real estate prices skyrocketed. And so it's not just, there was like no rhyme. It just, real estate prices skyrocketed. Now, a lot of it, I think, is because there was a lot of people who were renting apartments and decided during lockdown, they never want to be locked down in an apartment again. And they were just anxious to get a house no matter what, and just kind of forced themselves into a house. And that created this massive influx of buyers into the market, which became a seller's market. And then that created the spike in prices. Well, Florida, we had from 2019 to 2021, the height of the pandemic era, we went up in real estate prices by 18.6% as a state. Now, here in our area, we talked to Christina Leavenworth with Rinke Realty, and she's explained that there's some pockets of Pensacola area where certain neighborhoods went up 40% almost per year. It's been crazy. But overall, as a state, we went up 18.6%. That's a lot. I mean, you got to think the average on a normal year is about 3% increase in real estate prices. 3%, we went up 18.6% over a two-year period. Now that, amazingly, was only the 17th highest increase in the nation. Yeah. So a lot of other states even had more. So let's look at the top 10. 10 was North Carolina. Well, actually, it was tied with Tennessee. North Carolina, Tennessee, both at 22.6% increase. New Hampshire. See, here's one. New Hampshire. Why would New Hampshire go up? I mean, I guess some of it was New Yorkers trying to get out of the city, but wanted to be close. Maybe went to New Hampshire. Rhode Island went up 23%. Georgia, 23.3%. The state of Washington, 25.3%. The state of Maine, 25.7%. I didn't know people were moving to Maine. Apparently they were in droves. State of Montana, 27.3%. Utah, 27.7%. Arizona, 31.4%. And the top state, we've mentioned this before, and it's crazy amount, 44.7% increase in real estate prices over between 2019 and 2021 is Idaho. 44.7% increase. That's just wow. Now, here's the thing. So over those two-year period from 2019 to 2021, you know, we saw at least over half the states increased at least 17% in real estate values over that two-year period. But what about 2022? Doing a look back at 2022. Well, look back at 2022 was a downtrend in home sales pretty much every month. So fewer sales, fewer sales, fewer sales every month in 2022 compared to 2021. However, at the first half of this year, even though there was a decrease in home sales, the homes that were selling for a higher price than what they were in 2021. So we actually saw an increase in real estate prices again in the first half of the year. Now, the second half of the year, the real estate prices have been coming down. But even though they've been coming down compared to earlier this year, they're still higher than what they were last year this time. So real estate's still very, in some cases, unaffordable. In some cases, just high. In other cases, maybe it's just where it needs to be. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Highway 90, expect some delays as you move out of Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Bridge. That's due to construction. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre is looking good. No accidents reported by FHP. That's really going to slow you down. We do have one at West Young Street and North T Street, but really not seeing a lot of slowdowns at the intersection. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, got a couple texts here. Some people want to complain about 90-degree weather. Well, you know what 90-degree weather doesn't bring? Flight cancellations. You also know what it doesn't bring? A massive amount of deaths from the weather, from people dying. I mean, you do get some people with heat stroke, and that happens every now and then, but nothing on the level of cold weather like what we're seeing up north. Text here, during the holiday exodus at the airport, there was a military student stuck at the airport for 3 days trying to get to Nashville with Southwest. They could have walked it by then. Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was saying before, too. Like, some people having to wait a week. I mean, you could rent a car and drive. Here's a text. Rumor has it Southwest's entire computer network has crashed. I don't know. They haven't come out yet and said anything. They're trying to act like they're in control of everything, but I don't know. Something's not up when you have that many flights canceling and delaying. It's Pensacola right now. Now, we know, like last summer, beginning of last summer, remember, they were one of the airlines that was having the major pilot strike. So they were short of employees, but I haven't heard of that being an issue. It's not an employee issue here. It's something either with the network or a decision that they made that they're just canceling them. Kind of bizarre. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola Mardi Gras kicking off Mardi Gras season Friday, January 6th with a static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. Come see the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the king cake. Find the Cat Country crew in front of the Seville Quarter starting at 6 p.m. and we'll be out there as well. And you can check that out there January 6th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You know what? We got a pair of tickets to give away. Let's go ahead and do that right now. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see the New Year's concert from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, it's coming up December 31st, of course, because it's New Year's Eve. It's going to be at 7 o'clock at the Sanger Theater. You get to celebrate the New Year with conductor Peter Rubart, music from Broadway's biggest hits like Wicked, West Side Story, Les Miserables, and more. So if you'd like that pair of tickets, just text us right now, New Year, exclamation point. You got to use the exclamation point. Text New Year to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The Supreme Court is ordering Title 42 to be kept in effect for now. The court voted 5-4 today. Title 42 allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. President Biden promising to hold airlines accountable for thousands of delays and cancellations over the holidays, and those are continuing with Southwest. The president on Twitter urged Americans affected to visit the Department of Transportation's website to see if they're entitled to compensation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may be taking steps towards what could be seen as a potential 2024 presidential bid. The Washington Post says that DeSantis has restarted his Google and Facebook ads, targeting a national audience. A new survey finds more than half of American adults go to the bathroom just to be alone, not just because they need to go. A one-poll survey found that 51% of adults in the U.S. go to sit on the toilet just so they can have some peace and quiet. And Bobby, the numbers increase the more people are in the home. But 51% of adults.
I was talking to somebody about this just like 2 days ago. That, you know, some people just need alone space. And I was saying my brother, that's his alone time. He lives in Manhattan. So he lives in a little tiny bitty apartment with him, his wife, and a son. And they... And he goes stir crazy because he likes to be by himself. He likes to be alone. He can't even go for a walk in New York to be alone. You know,
right.
Let me just go for a walk and be alone. No, you're surrounded by people all the time. So it was funny because we were talking about this over our Zoom meeting with family about how my parents went to visit him, and they told his wife, they were like, getting a little worried about our son here. Why is he in the bathroom for so long? Is he having some, you know, bowel problems? What's going on here? He's been in there for over an hour. And she's like, oh, no. That's where he goes to get his alone time. He just goes in the bathroom to be by himself. He's probably not even using the bathroom. He's just just where he can be alone. And I was like, that's weird. But now you just share this, and apparently that's becoming the trend. That's like the thing. Yeah.
Over half the people in the poll,
51%. That's a lot of people. Like,
maybe this will change. Place. Maybe this will change once there's a kid in the picture. You know, right now it's pretty easy to get alone time when the bathroom isn't needed. You know, usually I'll just go to the bedroom. Wife will stay out in the family room or something like that. Once there's a kid, I don't know. I'd still like to think that I could do something or go somewhere else besides the bathroom, you know?
Just go
for a drive or, you know, just go for a walk or something. I don't know.
You know, that was always my favorite thing. And maybe, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably about the same around the age where it might. When I was growing up, when I turned 16, first of all, couldn't wait to get a driver's license. That was like the big thing, right?
Right.
Kids nowadays don't even care. They're like, eh, whatever. I can drive or not drive. It doesn't matter to me. But when I was growing up, man, I couldn't wait till I could drive.
Yeah.
And then my favorite thing to do was just do that. Just drive.
Yeah.
Just go for a drive. And I lived in one of those towns where we had a strip. So you cruise the strip on Friday nights mm-hmm. with your friends and everything like that. And I just love driving. I just take a drive in the woods and the mountains and wherever I might be. I just want to go for a drive. And now it's like, I want to go for a drive. Ah, I don't have the money. Like, gas is so expensive. Like, that's an expensive date, just going on a drive. So I don't know about that. But no, I agree with you. Even just sitting in the car, listening to music or something, that would be better than the bathroom to me. So, Gracie, what did you got going on with traffic?
Well, if you're cruising around to be alone, get some alone time in, your roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. Scenic Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton, and Langley, nothing really to slow you down, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and at Navarre. Nothing really to show major slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Gracie, do you use the bathroom for a long time?
I wouldn't say I do it at my house. I'm going to say I do that probably at least once an hour at work. So
you're trying to get away from me? Is that what you're saying?
No, not you. Of course not.
Okay. All righty then, if you say so. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, where can you get rid of your Christmas tree and how long should you keep your Christmas tree up? We'll talk about that next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you need to get rid of your real Christmas tree, not your fake plastic one, the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA, will help you dispose of the real one. The sanitations and recycling pickups won't be delayed this week due to the holiday season. Everything will be picked up on the regular day. If you're ready to dispose of your real Christmas tree, ECUA will turn it into compost. So just place the real tree or the wreath out by the curb on your regular pickup day, and it will be picked up as part of ECUA's regular yard waste collection. So, it can't have a tinsel, it can't have ornaments or stands or anything like that. So, that's the one little thing. Now, what is your thoughts about keeping the tree up? Is it come down already, or what's the longest you can keep it up? And I don't want to hear about the Valentine's Day tree stuff or the St. Patrick's Day tree. I'm just saying, if you're gonna keep it up, how long can you keep it up? What do you think, Gracie?
We keep ours up until Three Kings Day, which is like usually I think the first week of January or like the 13th or something of January.
Three Kings Day?
Yeah. It's like supposed to be the end of Christmas. Not really at my house, but I know that's what my mom does. I usually, whenever I have a free weekend to do it, around January 1st.
Just a free weekend is the closest one. I don't know. It just depends. It depends, because that's what it comes down to, is when do I have free time after Christmas to do this? And usually the week of, like this week before New Year's, is the time I'll have, because after New Year's I'm back to the grind of working like crazy again and doing all this other stuff. So it like has to come down sometime this week. Otherwise, it's probably going to be up till July, because I won't have time any other time. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Pets Call right now at Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up in about 10 minutes, going to give away another pair of tickets to the New Year's concert by the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. And then tune in tomorrow morning on Pet Talk for a chance to win another pair of tickets. Then also just give you a heads up here about the Big Brothers Big Sisters Gala. Comes up January 14th. Put that on your calendar. It's the biggest black tie event of the year. And of course, all proceeds from the big gala go to benefit the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. You can get tickets or sponsorships today by going to Big Brother or by calling Big Brothers and Big Sisters at 850-433-KIDS or go to our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories before we get into our sports hit. Man has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for plotting the kidnap of Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. He's one of the co-leaders of this plot to kidnap her. The FBI uncovered this, and it took 16 years, or he's going to do 16 years in prison. Title 42 stays in effect for now. This is the second Trump-era border policy that's going to stay in place due to the Supreme Court. Now, both of these, though, are only staying in place until the state lawsuits on about these policies are heard. So they're basically just making them stay in place until the lawsuits can be heard. And then finally, Southwest Airlines woes has started a federal probe because of it. Once again, 65% of the flights have been canceled today. We've had 3,000 flights canceled in the United States. 2,600 of them are Southwest Airlines flights. And so that has started a probe. And Southwest's executive came out and said they're operating at 33% functionality right now. But they're not explaining why. They're not explaining why are you only running 33% of your flights. I've had some buzz that it was about that some executive felt like with all the snow and the cold, it'd just be better to just reduce their flights. We've got a text saying that they're hearing that their whole computer network shut down. And then we know that just 6 months ago, Southwest was having a labor shortage. So maybe it has something to do with that as well. They were having pilot shortage and flight attendant shortage. So maybe it's a combination of everything. Who knows? I guess we'll find out pretty soon. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA on NBA TV tonight at 7:30. New York Knicks take on the Dallas Mavs. NCAA football, we had a couple of bowl games tonight. Today, earlier today, the University of Buffalo beat Georgia Southern 23-21. University of Memphis beat Utah State University 38-10. And so coming up next, any minute now, we should get the kickoff on ESPN between Coastal Carolina and Eastern Carolina. And then when that game's over, University of Wisconsin will play Oklahoma State. NCAA men's basketball is going to be on FS1 tonight with Seton Hall against Marquette. And NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. Beginning at 6 o'clock, you got quite a few games on ESPN Plus. Then, as it pertains to your sports news, big news story today, J.J. Watt has said that after the end of the season, he's going to go ahead and retire. Said it's been an absolute honor and pleasure. Ex-NFL players are urging Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback for the Dolphins, to just stop playing. Just shut it down for the season. This is his third concussion protocol of the season. Second time he's been knocked out cold. That is not good for your brain. And so just look, it's just a game, man. It ain't worth it. We've seen players like Steve Young and Michael Irving in the past who've retired early because of the number of concussions. And not saying he needs to retire, but he definitely doesn't need to play the rest of the season. He needs to give his brain a rest. I mean, my goodness. The Pirates, the Pittsburgh Pirates, have signed a 42-year-old pitcher. He's going to be a reliever for him. And Wake Forest quarterback Hartman has now entered the transfer portal as well. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report. We do have some delays on West Michigan Avenue. It's going to be in the westbound direction as you are moving towards Gulf Manor right near West Shore Drive. We do have an accident that's causing some slight delays. Again, that's going to be heading westbound on Michigan Avenue as you're moving closer to Mobile Highway. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in without delays. And we do just have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be on the Highway 90 bridge as you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we're going to get another update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. I want to hit this real quick. We're kind of doing a little bit of look back at 2022. So last hour, we did a look back at, well, something actually just in the past week, which was the Twitter files. And Elon Musk saying that everything that looked like it was a conspiracy theory about Twitter turned out to be true and maybe even worse. Well, another look back at 2022, UFOs. 2022 was a turning point as it pertains to unidentified flying objects, as we were able to get the Pentagon to release their files pertaining to their research on UFOs. And some of the things that have come out here is there's been a bigger effort to detect, track, and measure UFO phenomenon in the field in real time. There's even a division now of the military that is dedicated to UFOs. New details show that the 2014 meteor crash, remember that big meteor crash that happened in Russia, might have actually been a UFO now. Freedom of Information Act requests filed this year were rejected pertaining to UFOs. The Navy claims the videos they've collected would harm national security if they were released. Another thing was there was a message sent out in May alerting that any alien listeners to Earth's climate crisis that was sent out to like from our, it was actually from our group. In China, a report stated that China had a radio telescope that detected alien signals, but that report quickly disappeared. So there's all kinds of things that happened in 2022 as it pertained to UFOs. And I guess the biggest part of it would be that the U.S. government officially declared that there are unidentified flying objects out there and they're investigating them still. So they just confirmed that, yes, there are UFOs. They don't know what they are. They're trying to find out what they are. But they're not going to release too much more information because it would harm national security. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we've got your top stories at foxnews.com, Bobby's brain teases, and more. Stick around. Hey, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Mardi Gras kicking off the Mardi Gras season Friday, January 6th, with a static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. You can check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the king cake. It's coming up on January 6th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, Bobby, when you make public statements like Southwest did about placing emphasis on diversity hires over better qualified, more highly skilled, and possibly more dedicated employees like pilots and ramp staff, baggage handlers, it's not hard to see that staffing shortages would come up, especially around the holidays or severely inclement weather may occur. Yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah. Another text here. That is so good. The USA is looking into UFOs. By the time they get to one UFO and look into it, that one would have been made in China. Yeah. That's... probably accurate. All right. We'll get you your top stories at foxnews.com. But first, let's get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, talking about Southwest Airlines there, the 60% of its flights canceled today. Things not looking better for tomorrow either. This is nearly every other major carrier announced a return to normalcy. President Biden says they will look into it. The Supreme Court ordering Title 42 to be kept in effect for now. The court voted 5-4 today to grant the emergency request from almost 20 Republican state attorneys general. In Buffalo, the new latest concern is flooding. This has just a insane amount of snow dumped on western New York over the weekend, and with temperatures set to rise, that also includes pretty good rain chances starting Friday. So you've got the warmer weather, you've got the snow melting and rain on top of that. That could make for a really tricky situation there. And controversy continuing to swirl around Congressman-elect George Santos, who admitted to, quote, adding a little bit of fluff to his resume. Santos confirmed he never graduated from college, worked directly for Wall Street firms, never owned property, and his grandparents never escaped the Nazis.
Yeah, this guy, the more I keep reading about the lies, I'm like, can they rescind their votes? Can they, like, surely, I mean, I doubt anybody voted for him based on, like, oh, this guy went to college and he did, but the lie, like, you want this liar to be representing you as a in Congress?
Well, you know, I'm not sure why grandparents escaping from Nazis would even make it on anybody's resume.
Yeah, like why? Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you know, going to college, graduating from college, that is not fluff. I would not put that in the fluff category.
No, that's maybe not fluff. Put, no. There's maybe actually been like, people have gone to jail for lying on their resumes about going to college.
And, right.
Oh, graduating
right.
college.
Yeah. Now, maybe like some like small certificate or something that maybe you didn't earn or but maybe you participated in or something. Maybe that would be fluff. But yeah, saying you went to a college that you didn't go to or, you know, actually saying, oh, yeah, I worked for employers that I never did. Yeah, that's not fluff. That's a straight up lie. That's what we call that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We still have delays on West Michigan Avenue. This is in the westbound direction due to an accident right off of South Gulf Manor. That's by the Circle K on West Michigan Avenue. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby. I realized it as soon as I said it. Liars in Congress? Are you serious? This is a shame. I know. I guess maybe he's just making it up front. Like, you know what? Congress lies. I'm going to show that I'm the best of them all. I'm just going to lie on my resume. I went to college. I did this for my job, which I didn't. My grandparents escaped Nazis. They didn't. I'm just going to lie about everything and show that I'm the best of them. Yeah. There's a text. Biden lies every day. One senator claims to be in Vietnam when he was never there. Senator Warren claimed to be an Indian for years, and the Democrats are mad about this guy? Good point. Bobby, I don't want any liars. Confirmed liars representing me. I don't care if it's a Republican representative or a Democrat president. Santos should do the honorable thing and step down. I don't think somebody who lies as proficiently and as much as this dude does is interested in doing the honorable thing. Just a thought. Top stories of FoxNews.com. The police are pressed on the leaked image from the Idaho victims hours before the slayings. It apparently has a new timestamp now. And so they're being pressed about this. The public is wanting answers as it pertains to those murders. That's the top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Other top stories of FoxNews.com. Biden administration's end to the COVID-era border security policy has been dealt a major blow. This is one we've been talking about as top three stories. Title 42 is going to stay in place for now. And Title 42, what that did is it expedites the ability to deport people based on basically COVID policies, based on COVID. Hey, we got to keep COVID out of the country so we can export you or deport you. Another top story here. that a wife is accused of murdering a Republican activist on it's her husband on Christmas Day. I did see that story, and just I don't like to cover stories like that. Second Amendment saves tow truck driver attacked by a robber. That one happened in Detroit area, where this tow truck driver was, you know, somebody tried to hijack him and the car that he was towing, and Second Amendment saved him. Those are your top stories on FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Bobby's Brain Teases. Excessive caffeine ingestion can lead to symptoms that are similar to those of many psychiatric disorders. That's right. Starbucks. Psychotic. Should that be the new theme right there for like Starbucks? And excessive caffeine can give you symptoms that makes this thing you have. Don't laugh at that. I'm telling that this is what? This is scientific. Heard it on the radio. Hershey Ice Cream Company and the Hershey Chocolate Company are separate entities. They're both being founded in Lancaster, Pennsylvania in the same year, but by unrelated men with the last name Hershey. That's weird. And then when Microsoft implemented a 4-day work week in Japan, they closed their office every Friday. So you had a Friday, Saturday, Sunday for your weekend. When Microsoft did that, productivity increased by 40%. That's why there's actually a lot of companies right now who are looking to do that here in the United States, of implementing a 4-day work week. The dot on top of the letters I and J is called a tittle. You know, like every jot and tittle. So that's the tittle, the dot on top. And then finally, McDonald's quietly phased out Ronald McDonald in 2016. Yeah, I noticed that. I hadn't really seen a Ronald McDonald for a while. The reason was because of a series of creepy clown sightings that occurred across the United States in 2016. So they were like, yeah, let's go ahead and get rid of our clown. So they phased out Ronald McDonald. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92. Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea for a news radio to implement a 4-day work week. What do you say? Yeah, I don't think they're going to let me do that. Just not going to happen. We're here live every day except for Christmas Day. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.